Kevin waited patiently by his wrecked scooter to see what would happen. Brittany was still angry about her dented Ferrari and had texted her contacts at Williams Media for help. The mature, stunning woman who came to her rescue looked to be about 40 years old. Her professional attire gave her an air of experience and charm. She was Claire Davis, the manager of Williams Media's publicity department. She was also Brittany's aunt. It was thanks to her that Brittany had gotten the chance to sign a contract with Williams Media. "Auntie!" Brittany called out like a spoiled child. She then walked to her aunt's side and held her arm as she whispered a few words into her ear. When Victor Martin, the other Williams Media employees, and the two security guards saw Claire, they immediately greeted her with smiling faces.
"Miss Davis, good morning."
Claire Davis politely returned their greetings with a casual, "Good morning." Then she turned her attention to Kevin and said sternly, "Did you hit her car? Apologize to her right now, or we will call the police and ask them to handle this matter." Hearing her threat, Kevin let out a laugh. "I don't know you. Why should I listen to you? If you want to call the police, go ahead. Anyway, I didn't crash into her. She crashed into me. So what am I afraid of?" One of the bystanders said,
"He doesn't even know the publicity manager. He really should be fired."
"Just wait. Miss Davis will definitely fire him," another Williams Media employee added.
Seeing Kevin's nonchalant look, Claire's expression became even colder. She raised her hand, pointed right at Kevin, and said,
"You're the new security guard, aren't you? I'll tell you right now, you've been fired. Get out of here or I'll call the police and they'll take you down to the police station."
"Ha! Send me to the police station?" Kevin raised his eyebrows and pointed at himself. Brittany sneered.
"Don't you understand English? Just my luck to see you today. I'll bet you can't even afford to fix my car. I won't argue with you anymore. Just hurry up and get out of here."
Kevin smirked and didn't say anything. Just when Claire was about to scold him some more, they were all startled by the sound of a car horn. A brand new Lamborghini pulled up and stopped in front of everyone. They saw a beautiful young woman in a wine-red professional ensemble. She adjusted her gold-rimmed glasses and stepped out of the car. She went straight to Kevin, shook his hand, and greeted him with a warm smile.
"Sorry, sir. I went to get the company's new quarterly reports for you, but I lost track of the time. I hope you can forgive me."
At a glance, Kevin already knew that this was Miss Wilson, the chief of staff that his uncle had told him about. Miss Wilson straightened her back and looked at the young man in front of her nervously. She explained again,
"I'm sorry, sir, but I didn't expect the expressway to be so backed up. This isn't how I wanted to greet our new CEO. It won't happen again."
Everyone was stunned. What was going on? CEO? Claire definitely knew who Miss Wilson was. When she saw her showing so much respect towards Kevin, she was enraged. Claire grabbed Miss Wilson's arm and said angrily,
"Miss Wilson, you're making a huge mistake. This is the new company security guard. What's wrong with you?"
Miss Wilson frowned and pulled her arm away. She took her phone and a stack of documents out of her bag.
"I assure you that I'm not mistaken. These are the documents that our chief operating officer, Mr. Thomas Williams, personally gave me regarding our new CEO. This photo looks quite a lot like this gentleman, doesn't it?"
Brittany, who was standing to the side, rushed over and looked at the photo on Miss Wilson's phone. It sure looked a lot like Kevin, but the man in the photo had a much more professional appearance. He also looked a lot younger and more handsome.
"Miss Wilson, you must be wrong. This is Kevin Williams, my former classmate. Look at his sloppy appearance. How could he possibly be the CEO of Williams Media? Maybe he just looks a lot like him."
Brittany pointed at Kevin's clothes with a look of utter disdain. They were all confused. How could the new CEO show up to the office wearing a t-shirt and baggy shorts, riding a tiny, broken electric scooter? Miss Wilson pushed up her glasses and her expression remained very calm.
"That sounds right. The information our CEO gave me says that the new president's name is Kevin. And this photo was actually taken 3 years ago, so of course he looks a little older now."
Miss Wilson flipped open the documents and Brittany and Claire immediately went over to look at them. When they saw the name Kevin written conspicuously on the front page, it was like they'd been struck by lightning. Claire Davis pretended to be calm and quickly flipped through the pages. As she read, her face got paler and paler. When she'd finished scanning them, she came to the realization that the young man in scruffy clothes standing in front of her was, in fact, their new CEO. Claire looked up at Kevin in disbelief, but when she saw the scorn in Kevin's eyes, she looked back down at her feet. What had she just done? She was an executive, the company's publicity manager. But in front of all these people, she had been shouting that she wanted to fire the new CEO and that she wanted to have him arrested. For a moment, Claire struggled to speak. She gritted her teeth, carefully stepped forward, and forced a smile. She said, Sir, I'm really sorry. We've made a huge mistake. Nothing like this will ever happen again in the future. There will be a future? Kevin looked at her out of the corner of his eye. Claire's face froze and she stuttered. Please don't do this. I know what I did was wrong. Sir, will you please give me another chance? Ignoring the puzzled looks from everyone around her, what Claire cared about the most right now was to protect her job and her position. Brittany, who was standing off to the side, also hurried to stand near Kevin. Her expression no longer looked so arrogant. Mr. Williams, it's all my fault. Don't be angry. Please accept my apologies. Kevin looked at her with an enigmatic smile. He didn't say a word. Brittany's voice became softer and softer as he looked at her. Finally, she couldn't bear to look him in the eyes. Kevin glanced at the time on his watch. He had no intention of continuing to waste time at the door. After thinking for a while, he looked at Miss Wilson and pointed toward Victor Martin, who was trying desperately not to be noticed. This man tried to fire me to protect the image of Williams Media. After saying this, he motioned towards Miss Wilson, and they both turned and headed towards the grand entrance to the Williams Media head office. Claire, Brittany, and the others quickly followed. Only Victor Martin, who had tears streaming down his face, was left behind. He looked sadly at the group as they walked away from him. As soon as he entered the elegant entry hall of Williams Media, Kevin let out a deep sigh. Williams Media was truly worthy of being the number one entertainment company in Chicago. The company's ambiance, its lavish details, and luxurious decor, everything about it just oozed success. Ever since he was expelled by the Williams family, Kevin had not set foot in such an opulent place in a long time. It could best be described as exquisite, from its world-class design to its perfectly chosen color scheme. And this wasn't limited to the entry hall. The overall style of Williams Media's headquarters was truly stunning. The news of the new CEO taking office today had already spread throughout the entire company. Everyone who saw Kevin smiled and greeted him, wanting to make a good first impression on the new CEO. Of course, many people were surprised when they first saw Kevin, but none of them showed it. His simple, unpretentious appearance seemed to contrast with his new surroundings. He took the elevator to the 18th floor, where his office was located. After entering the office, Kevin sat on the big leather chair and looked at Claire and Brittany, who had entered the room with him. "Do you have anything else to talk to me about?" He flipped open some of the folders on his enormous desk and asked casually as he looked at the contents of the folders. Brittany and Claire looked at each other and Claire gave her niece a slight smile to comfort her. She took two steps forward and said, "Sir, about what happened today, I'm really very sorry. Now, about the matter of Brittany signing her contract." Claire paused before finishing her sentence. Kevin didn't even raise his head as he chuckled to himself. "Sign the contract?" he asked. Brittany smiled awkwardly as she replied, "Mr. Williams, did you forget that I came here today to sign my contract?" She bit her lower lip and looked at Kevin uncertainly. Kevin put down the folder that he'd been reviewing and leaned back in his very comfortable leather chair. "This chair is really nice," he thought to himself. He smiled at the two of them but didn't answer them right away. Seeing Kevin's reaction, Claire wasn't sure what to think. "Sir, how about this? I can accept any punishment you give me, but please don't cancel Brittany's contract, okay?" Kevin laughed out loud. "It's funny. but someone who didn't know me well might think I'm a bully. Claire instantly blushed. Just as Claire was about to say something else, there was a knock on the CEO's office door. Miss Wilson walked over to the door and whispered a few words to someone outside. Then she closed the door and came to Kevin's side. "Sir, Jason Jones, the Jones family representative, is here. He said he wants to discuss the company's financial future with you." As soon as Miss Wilson finished speaking, Kevin got a stern look on his face. He was very unhappy to hear Jason Jones's name. "Get that fool out of my office immediately. And please inform the Jones family that if they want to cooperate with us, they shouldn't let that bonehead show his face around here. They can try again with a new representative. As long as I approve of the new rep, I'll have no problem negotiating with them." Meanwhile, Jason was waiting outside Kevin's office, fantasizing about the new sports car Grandma Jones would surely give him for setting up this deal. But he was shocked when Miss Wilson passed along the CEO's message. As he watched Miss Wilson turn around to leave, Jason was stunned for a moment before he realized what had just happened. "That bastard!" As soon as he swore, everyone in the hall turned to look at him. Jason realized that he was still in Williams Media territory. He immediately stopped talking and left the building while holding back the anger that was welling up inside him. At the Jones family mansion, Grandma Jones reacted by calling everyone over for an emergency family meeting. Seeing that all the members of the family had arrived, Grandma Jones let out a sigh and said, "JJ went to discuss the deal with Williams Media, but he didn't succeed. I think some of you already know about it." Jason added, "Grandma, Williams Media obviously thinks they're better than us. They actually called me a fool. On top of that, they told me to get out and never show my face again." Jason's face was turning red from anger. Grandma Jones, who was sitting next to him, was obviously distressed. When the rest of the family heard this, they immediately started discussing amongst themselves. They were smart people, so they understood right away what had happened. Williams Media was the biggest entertainment company in Chicago, and they had told Jason to scram. Jason didn't dare to fight them head on. All he could do was run home and throw a tantrum. Even Grandma Jones didn't dare to ask Williams Media to explain themselves. She said to her grandson, "I'm sorry you have to suffer for this, JJ." Grandma Jones's heart ached the most for Jason. Seeing how upset he was, she patted his arm and comforted him. "The new CEO of Williams Media is a young man in his early 20s. That's a very young age for someone to take the helm of such a powerful corporation. Naturally, he has his pride, and it's normal that he doesn't like small families like ours." Grandma Jones paused for a moment and looked around the room. "But the CEO of Williams Media also said that as long as the candidate is satisfactory, he won't have any problem working with them. So I want to ask everyone, who do you think is most suitable to represent us in these negotiations?" The people in the room stopped talking and looked at each other. It was unusually quiet. Williams Media had already told Jason Jones to get lost. After that, who would have the nerve to go back in there? Grandma Jones was disappointed when nobody stepped up to volunteer. "What? No one is willing to go?" she asked them. While everyone else remained silent, Jason suddenly had what he thought was a particularly nasty idea. He stood up and said loudly, "Grandma, I think Lily is the ideal choice to talk with Williams Media about our offer." Jason's words suddenly made Lily the center of attention. She threw an angry look at Jason, who was standing beside Grandma, smiling maliciously. While she knew that Jason always liked to cause trouble, she didn't expect him to be so shameless as to involve her in this mess. Lily tried to speak, but only managed to stammer, But Grandma, I..." Lily was angry, but at the same time she was trying to figure out how to get out of this horrible predicament. She was about to finish her thought when Jason interrupted her again. "Lily, Grandma just wants to give you a chance to help the family. Don't you care about our family?" Seeing the distraught look on Lily's face, Jason smiled. He continued, "I know that your Siren Corporation just lost millions. You still seem to be short $4 or $5 million in capital, right? I'm doing this for your own good. If you're willing to help all of us, the Jones family, and if the deal is successful, Grandma won't let your company go bankrupt." What choice did Lily have?